in the Chinese book, number 18 in the hymnal.
Thank you.
us. Jesus, we love you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Every one of us should be free tonight. I don't know your language, and you maybe don't know mine.
我不知道你们都说什么语言,
but we all understand the presence of Jesus. Jesus is here.
耶稣就在这里,
and he wants to meet with me, with you.
他希望跟我和你遇见,
so let's all be open tonight to receive everything that he has for us.
Maybe he wants
to sing a song. Maybe he wants you to choose it.
或许,
or pray a prayer.
或许一个祷告,
or give a testimony.
或许上来做一个见证,
let's all be free tonight just to give ourselves to Jesus.
让我们今天晚上都自由地把自己献给耶稣。
I don't know if you have this song in your book, I Stand Amazed in the Presence of Jesus the Nazarene.
知道我们诗歌里有这首诗歌吗?
Our Savior's Love is the name of it. Is that in your book?
救主的爱。
Oh, Brother Paul found it in the English book. And I don't know if you want to sing it with me.
保罗弟兄找到了在英文的诗歌本。
In the hymnal, you'll find it. I don't know the number offhand. 466.
466。在英文诗歌本,
in the hymnal.
466首。
And you can stand, you can sit, you can do what you want, but let's sing from our hearts.
我们可以站着，我们可以坐着，让我们用心来唱。
I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene, and wonder how he could love me, a sinner and unclean. Is it in the Chinese book, please?
天气第三首。 Do you realize you're never going to be the same?
我们会永远的不一样了。
When Jesus sweeps into the meeting like he is doing now,
当耶稣突然来到我们的会中, 就像他现在做的,
he makes great changes in us.
他就在我们里面做一个极大的改变。
He breaks bondages.
他断开我们的锁链。
He drives out the enemy.
他把仇敌赶出。
The oppression upon his people.
在他百姓身上的压制。
Everything is changed when we praise the Lord.
当我们赞美神的时候,
I have a testimony. I believe it was 2 years ago, I was in Maryland.
大概2年前,
we were at a, for the CCCMD meeting.
在, CCCMD的这个聚会里,
we were in the woods in a Jewish place. It was like a camp meeting, but it was on Jewish territory.
是一个营会，但是是犹太人的营。
I was very sick the first night in the middle of the night.
第一天晚上, 半夜我感觉非常的, I didn't
know what to do. I didn't know how to tell my husband.
我也不知道该怎么做, 也不知道怎么样来告诉我的先生。
I was so sick.
我感觉很, 就是, 病得很重。
I had enough relief to help him get to breakfast.
我大概只能够, 帮助他去吃早餐。
But every step was a step of faith.
但是每一步, 走起来都是信心的脚步。
I had much pain in my stomach.
我的肚子很痛, 胃很痛。
But when I put my foot on the doorstep into the breakfast room,
但是当我把脚踏入了这个早餐的, 餐厅,
there was some relief.
我就感觉到舒服很多。
And then we went right from there into the meeting.
然后我们从那边又走到了聚会厅。
And Pastor Yu directed me where he wanted me to move to another seat.
那余牧师就来, 带领我去另外一个座位。
And I was about this far away from Brother Ernie.
我大概就是这么一个距离。
Maybe as far as I am now.
大概就是我跟 Ernie, 牧师的距离。
I was sitting on this row and he was sitting on the front row.
我大概我在, 这一排呢, 他在前面那一排。
And we were praising like we are tonight.
我们就一起敬拜神, 就像我们今天一样。
And he shouted,
我就呼喊了,
Glory!
我说, 荣耀,
Glory!
荣耀,
Glory!
荣耀,
Glory!
荣耀,
Every time I felt the power of God go through my body,
每一次我呼喊的时候, 我就感觉到这个能力从我的身上流过,
four times I felt it pour through my body,
我就感觉整个从我身上流过,
I was completely healed.
然后我完全的得医治,
I was completely set free.
我完全的被释放。
There's power in praise.
当我们赞美的时候, 就有大能。
I learned that when I was 20 years old.
当我20岁的时候, 我就学了这个功课。
I was in a very deep depression.
当时呢, 我是在极度的忧郁里面。
I'd gone into the faith home when I was 18, but it was tougher than I thought.
我18岁的时候去信心家庭, 但是在那里的日子比我想象中的难得很多。
I was there to accomplish something for God.
因为我想的是说, 我要到那里为神做什么事。
I was going to train for the ministry.
我要开始在那边受装备来做, 成就事。
I didn't know what I was in for.
我根本不知道我所,
I was to take an hour in the morning to pray to know Jesus.
其实呢, 在早上的时候呢, 我就需要祷告来认识耶稣。
And he would show me myself the way he saw me.
让耶稣来向我显现, 他, 我在他眼中到底是什么样子。
You should be afraid to pray that prayer.
其实, 我们要小心做这样子的祷告。
Because I saw things in my nature I never knew were there.
因为他让我看见, 在我的天然人里面, 有许多的问题是我原来不知道的。
And then I could go help in the kitchen.
然后呢, 我在那里的时候, 也要在厨房帮忙。
Help serve dinner, like Brother Hans Waffengel might be coming for dinner that day.
而且我在那个, 我在服侍晚餐, 而且那天我听说, 吴老牧师他也要来晚餐。
But in the afternoon, I was given an hour to pray for purity of heart.
那在下午呢, 有1个小时的时间, 我在那边祷告, 就是让我的心纯净。
If we want to serve the Lord, we have to have a clean heart.
因为我们如果要服侍神, 我们必须要有一颗清洁的心。
We look across America, we see how many ministries have been destroyed from the lust of the flesh.
我们看看美国，整个美国有多少的事工被毁坏了，就是因为这个情欲。
They get attracted to some other woman and off they go.
他们可能被另外一个女人吸引，他们就离开了。
So that was number one. And then also in the afternoon I was to pray to come down.
这是第一个祷告。那第二个祷告在下午的时候呢，就是我要下来。
That if the ministry isn't destroyed through lust, it'll be destroyed through your pride.
因为一个事工如果不是会被情欲所破坏，很可能会被骄傲所破坏。
And that's a sneaky one.
那是一个非常狡猾的。
We don't realize how proud we are.
因为我们常常不明白我们到底有多骄傲。
So these were.Tough lessons of 18 and 19.
所以对一个十八九岁的女孩子来说，这些都是非常困难的功课。
And my teacher was Miss Judd.
我的老师是 Miss Judd.
And she told me one day, maybe you should go home and take a time off to seek the Lord.
那她有一天跟我说，或许你应该回家，有一段的时间来寻求主。
And I had been testifying in meeting.
那我曾经在聚会中有做见证。
Before that, she would say, "Martha, you stood up right when you should have, and you sat down when you should have."
那她告诉我说，玛莎，你应该站起来的时候你就站起来，应该坐下的时候你就要坐下。
Her major subject is we fall in love with Jesus.
所以她主要讲的。就是说我们要爱上耶稣。
He's looking for lovers.
耶稣正在寻找爱人。
As I often have taught about my husband, he could hire somebody to cook the meals, he could hire somebody to clean the house.
就像我常常分享的，其实我的丈夫他大可以去雇一个人来帮他做饭，雇一个人来帮他清扫房子。
He wanted a companion.
但是他要的是一个伴侣。
He wanted somebody that could be his best friend.
他要一位可以做他最好朋友的伴侣。
He wants somebody he could love.
他要一个他可以爱的人。
And that could love him.
一个可以爱他的人。
And Miss Judd taught that. He's looking for a bride.
那我的老师 Miss Judd 他也是这么教导，神耶稣在寻找他的心腹。
Male or female, he's looking for a bride.
不管是男士还是女士，他都是在寻找一个心腹。
He's looking for lovers.
因为他在寻找爱人。
And so I went home and I felt like here I am, 20 years old, I'm a complete failure.
那我就听话就回家了。这个时候我二十岁，在家里我感觉我完全是彻底的失败了。
I was used to in school making the top grades.
因为我已经习惯了，在学校里的时候我都是最好的学生。
Even if it took me to midnight, I had my subjects written.
就算我必须要熬夜来做功课，我总是能够把成绩
弄好。I was full of ambition, but this was another way of succeeding.
那我是心中充满了野心的，那我也想说在这个在事工里也要成功。
The Lord is looking for empty vessels.
但是主是在寻找倒空的器皿。
He wants to fill us with himself.
因为他要把他自己来充满我。
But in my discouragement, I was taught to praise the Lord.
但是在我非常沮丧的时候，我学习来赞美神。
So for 4 months, every morning, I praised for 1 hour.
所以大概每一天有四个月的时间，我每天早上要赞美他一个小时。
If I couldn't praise, I prayed.
如果我没有办法赞美，我就祷告。
And after that 4 months, Jesus set me free.
那四个月之后，耶稣就释放了我。
I was in complete depression.
因为我当时是完全的在沮丧中。
And oh my goodness, that's 70 years ago.
差不多是七十年前了。
And it's never affected me since.
从此以后。那个忧郁再也没有影响我。
Jesus set me free from that depression.
耶稣把我从那个忧郁释放出来。
Because the verse I clung to was Psalm 22, God lives, in the praises of his people.
那我抓住紧紧抓住的一节圣经就是在诗篇22篇, 就是神以赞美为他的宝座。
And tonight as we're praising, I realize the Lord is setting you free.
那今天晚上我们在赞美的时候, 我就感觉到神要释放了我们。
Chinese mostly are quiet and gentle.
通常我们华人就比较安静, 也比较保守。
But when God tells us to shout, we shout.
但是神如果要我们呼喊, 我们就呼喊。
And there's great deliverance in shouting.
当我们在 呼喊的时候就有大释放。
Like I said 2 years ago when Brother Ernie was shouting, shouting right at me.
所以就像我刚刚分享的两年以前, 而尼牧师他就是对着我呼喊。
Everybody shouting me, he's saying glory, glory, glory.
其实他不是在对着我, 但他就是呼喊, 荣耀, 荣耀, 荣耀。
And I was completely healed.
我就完全的得医治了。
Well, when I don't remember that at all.
我都不记得了,
but you know, this is we're in a Jewish place tonight too.
哦，今天我们也是在一个犹太人的地方。
Don't look at me like that, Christine. Before Pilgrim Camp was Pilgrim Camp, you know who owned it?
你知道在 Pilgrim Camp 这之前不是这个 营地的时候, 你知道谁拥有这块地吗?
Some Jewish people.
哦，是一些犹太人。
We took it over.
我们把它买了过来。
We took over that place in Maryland that weekend also.
那天在玛丽兰州, 我们也是占有了这个地方。
But here's a chorus that you don't know.
这里有一 解释歌你们不知道。
I hope somebody knows it, but most of you don't know it.
大概大部分的人不知道这个诗歌。
It's not in the English book.
因为这首诗歌也不在这个英文的诗歌本里。
It's certainly not in the Chinese book.
当然也不在这中文诗歌本里。And
I only know the chorus.
我只知道那个歌词。
And I hope Brother Paul knows it.
希望保罗弟兄知道。
And it would be really helpful if somebody else here knows it also. But it's simple, it's simple. So I think we can all learn it in English or and in Chinese.
非常简单, 如果我们不知道的话, 很容易学。
It says this, here are the words. There's a shout in the camp.
就中文就说, 在营地里有大呼喊。
There's a shout in the camp, hallelujah.
在营地里有大喊声。
Glory to God.
Hallelujah,
and then it says there's an echo in heaven. Now, if it's an echo, you know what it's saying.
如果, 有回声,
there's an echo in heaven, hallelujah, glory to God.
在天上也有回应,有回声, 这回声是什么? 就是 hallelujah, 荣耀归给神。
And that's the way it works sometimes.
那这就是, 神做事的方式。
God inhabits the praises of his people and he echoes from heaven back to us.
因为神以他的, 百姓的赞美为宝座, 而且他从天上跟我们回应。
We shout, we praise, we glorify him.
我们呼喊, 我们赞美, 我们来把荣耀归给他。
And how does he echo back? But he comes and he breaks fetters and he lifts us out of our despondency and he heals our bodies and we don't have to do anything else but open up our souls and our hearts and our bodies to him.
那神怎么样在天上回应我们呢? 他就断开一切的锁链, 而且他来释放, 来医治我们, 所以我们不要做什么, 只需要向他完全的敞开。
David put it this way. David said, "Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors."
大卫怎么说的呢? 他说, 你们要抬起城, 头来, 永久的门户, 永久的城门啊, 你们要抬起头来。
To you and to me, that means open your heart, open your soul, open your mouth.
对于我们来说, 就是我们要把我们的心敞开, 把我们的灵魂, 我们都向他敞开。
And David says, if you do that, the King of Glory shall come in.
因为大卫说, 如果我们这样子做的话, 荣耀的王要来。
Who is the King of Glory?
谁是荣耀的王呢?
He's the Lord.
他就是主。
He's strong.
他是大有能力,征战大有能力。
And maybe you're going through a battle tonight.
或许我们今天晚上正在经历一个征战。
Maybe you're going through with some of what Sister Martha talked about a few minutes ago.
或许你所经历的正是玛莎牧师刚刚讲的。
Maybe your stomach hurts.
或许你的胃正在疼,
or maybe you're proud.
或许你正在,
maybe you've got something that needs to break inside of you.
或许你感觉到骄傲, 或是有些里面的东西需要被,
what are you waiting for? The preacher to come around and pray with you? You're waiting for the sister to draw? No! The King of Glory shall come in.
那到底在等什么呢? 你难道在等有人来为你祷告吗? 不要, 我们就是向他呼喊, 因为他是荣耀的王。
Lift up your hearts.
让我们把我们的心向他举起来, 因为在隐晦中我们要大呼喊, 我们有大呼喊。
give you praise, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You may take your seats if you'd like. I wonder if anybody would like to hear that song, how it goes. There's a shout in the camp.
大家请坐, 你不知道你们想不想听那首歌? 就是在营会中有大呼喊, 大喊声。
If just one person, that encourages me enough. One person.
有人想听吗? 有人想听吗?
Okay. Here we go. There's a shout in the camp. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There's an echo in heaven. Hallelujah. Glory to God. One more time. Here we go. There's a shout in the camp. Hallelujah. That's a good start. Who's got it? Somebody's got it there. There's a
woman who's
Hallelujah. Lord. There's echo in heaven. Hallelujah. Here we go. It works in Chinese too. I'm not too sure. If you have a Bible tonight, I'd like to read something from there. I think I have one too. We're going to wind up eventually in 2 Kings chapter 2, so you can turn there. And there, when I was told about coming here this weekend or these days,
当我被邀请来到,
I was told, and I guess rightly so, that we're looking to the next generation and we're talking about passing on truths or passing it on to the next Moses training a Joshua or Paul training a Timothy.
当我被邀请来到营会的时候，就有人告诉我说，我们现在最近在讲的呢，就是把如何能够传递、传承给下一代，就像摩西传给约书亚，就像保罗传给提摩太。
Sister Martha kind of indicated that those couplets were taken already. You've heard enough already about, or a lot about, Moses and Joshua.
所以马上牧师告诉我，其实有一些的这一对一对的呢，已经被讲过了。比方说，摩西跟约书亚。You've
heard that? You've been taught that and learning about that.
我们最近好像已经学到了有关摩西跟约书亚的故事。And
I think Sister Martha, was it you or someone that was going to teach about Paul and Timothy or something?
另外可能有人要教导有关保罗跟提摩太。
I right away thought of something that I've preached about many times before from 2 Kings chapter
那当时我立刻就想到了我曾经讲过的就是在列王记下第二章
But it's this old man Elijah and his protege Elisha
这是有关一个神的老仆人以利亚和他的学生以利沙
And that's really what it is, the old prophet, the venerable old prophet Elijah.
就是一位老先知以利亚,
used by God mightily.
他大大的被神使用,
but he's about to go to heaven.
但是他离, 他回天家的日子近了,
and those things that have been committed or were committed to him, now he needs to commit to somebody else and train and teach somebody else.
所以那些曾经交托给他的事工, 他现在需要再训练另外一个人把他交棒下去。
You would almost think that Elisha like was his twin brother or his son, but no, he wasn't a relative.
我们可能会想说，以前可能会想，伊丽莎可能是他的孪生兄弟，或是他的儿子，其实不是，他们没有关系。
But he finds Elisha and he asks and asks Elisha to follow him.
但是他找到了伊丽莎，他要伊丽莎来跟从他。
And what we're going to notice not only tonight but tomorrow and Saturday, as long as I'll be with you.
所以不单是今天晚上，还有明天，还有礼拜六，我们都要来看。
At how Elijah led Elisha in this pilgrimage, in this journey.
我们要来看以利沙如何带领着以利亚如何带领着以利沙这一路的跟随。
In his Christian walk, in his Christian experience.
在他这个做基督徒的这一个生涯里面。
It's God's way to have disciples.
因为这是我们就可以看见神的法则是要来训练门徒。
Disciples by definition need to be discipled. They need to have a leader, one they can follow.
要做门徒呢门徒的定义就是要有人来带着他们所以他们可以跟着学
Now in a sense of course Jesus Christ is our leader He's our great example He's the one that we follow
当然耶稣基督是我们的榜样他也是我们所要跟随的
But God has said that he has put people also into our pathway to teach us to help us safe guides that we can follow
但是在这一路上呢神也把别的人放在我们的当中要来保护我们带领我们来引导我们
We rightly fondly remember our brother Chow
我们就非常的怀念也纪念周牧师
The teachings that he gave
他对我们的教导
What a blessing they were
是多么的蒙福
What a blessing he was
那他也是一个祝福。
He was the safe guide for us to follow.
因为他就是我们的一个引路者。
Paul tells Timothy, Timothy, I've entrusted to you some things.
那保罗也对提摩太说，我要把交付给你一件事。
Now what I want you to do is to train and teach other reliable people that you can entrust those truths to.
所以你也要去教导那些能够你可以托付去教导别人的人。
So that others then throughout the generations from generation to generation can have these truths passed on to them and see lived out before them.
所以这样子可以一代一代一代一代的把这个真理传下去让他们可以因此而活而行
And so when you go all the way back to 2 Kings chapter 2 you find that Elijah is going to do this with Elisha
所以我们现在来看列王记下第二章我们看见以利亚他要带着以利沙
You notice and I'm not going to read the whole passage tonight but you notice that there are four places that we're going to go to
那他这一路上呢带着他经过四个地方
Number one is Gilgal
第一个地方就是吉甲
Number two is Bethel
然后是伯特利
Number three is Jericho
耶利哥
And number four is crossing the Jordan
最后一站第四站就是要过约旦河
And that really will carry us through from the beginning of our Christian life to the very end of our Christian life
那这四个地方也代表这个我们这个做基督徒一路的这四个站
It's God's design that we be led deeper and further, higher, deeper, whichever direction you like.
因为神的心意呢，就是要我们被引导的更深或是更高。
We sing about it. We sing about, at least in the English hymn book, we have songs like Higher Ground.
我们都会唱，就像在英文里面，我们也唱，我们要站到更高之处。
Deeper, deeper in the love of Jesus.
或是我们要更深、更深的来爱耶稣。
We don't want to stay where we are. We want to progress. We want to go forward or deeper or higher.
我们不希望停留在原处，我们要一直的往前，或是更高、更高，而且更深。
And it's God's desire to take us deeper and higher.
因为神的心意就是要把我们往深处带，而且要往高处带。
I'm sure that in the ministries that you're all involved in, that God has led you step by step, and tonight you're closer to Him than you were when you first started.
我相信各位在你们的事工里面，神也这样子一路的在带领你们的，今天比我以往更接近神。
That's God's way.
因为这是神的方式。
The path of the just is a shining light.And it shines more and more until the perfect day.
因为义人的道路要越走越光明，直到正午。
But you notice again, if you look at the passage, that in each place, Gilgal, Bethel, Jericho, or Jordan, Elijah says to Elisha, you can stay here.
但是在这四个地方，不管是吉甲还是伯特利、耶利哥，还有约旦河，以利亚总是对以利沙说：“你可以等在这里。”
You can stay here if you want to.
你如果想的话，你可以留在这里。
It's a good place, and if you want to stay here.
这是一个很不错的地方。你如果想的话，你可以留在这里。
I'm not staying here. I'm going on, and you can follow me if you want to, but you don't have to.
但是我不会留在这边，我要继续的往前。你如果想要跟着的话，你可以跟着我，但是你不需一定要跟着我。
We've all learned also about the ways of God.
这也是我们同样的，我们都学到了神的法则。
He doesn't make us follow him.
因为他不会强迫我们来跟从他。
Unless that compelling by the Spirit of God draws us and makes us, he doesn't put a ball and chain around us and drag us.
是的，我们会被圣灵来感动，他的爱来来激励我们，但是神不会把一个锁链放在我们脖子上来牵着我们走。
And so at each juncture, Elijah says, "Stay here, I'm going on."
所以在每一站呢，以利亚总是对以利沙说：“你可以留在这里，但是我要继续往前。”
And in each case, Elijah says, "No, I'm not staying here. I'm going. If you're going, I'm going."
但是在每一站，以利沙总是说：“不，你如果不留在这里，我也不留在这里，我要跟着你走。”
I'm not going to stay by myself. I'm going to follow wherever it is that you go.
我不会自己一个人留在这里，我要跟着你，到你要去的地方。
We've gotten that far, I trust. I hope we've all gotten that far in our Christian lives.
我相信我们做基督徒以后，我们已经走过了那些的站。
Little chorus, simpler than the one I taught you about the shout, is simply it says, "I'll say yes, yes, yes."
另外有一首诗歌很简单的，就是说我对神总是说是的，是的，是的。
I'll say yes.Lord,
我要对主说是的。
I'll say yes to your will and to your way.
主啊，我要对对你的旨意还有你的法则说是。
If you want to move me on or move me out, I'm yours. I'll do what you want me to do. I'll go where you want me to go. I'll say what you want me to say.
如果你要往前的话，我会跟从你，不管你到哪里，我要做你要我做的事，说你要我说的话。
So here, back in the first verse of 2 Kings 2, it says, "When the Lord was about to." Take Elijah up to heaven in a whirlwind. Elijah and Elisha went their way from Gilgal.
在第一节，他说耶和华要用旋风接以利亚升天的时候，以利亚与以利沙从吉甲往前。
They're on their way from Gilgal.
他们从吉甲前往。
I don't know how they got to Gilgal. I don't know who started it and where they went, but they were at Gilgal, this place, this city called Gilgal.
我不知道他们怎么到那里的，但是他们现在在这个城市叫吉甲。
And in 2 Kings, we really don't read anything more about Gilgal.
但是在列王记下，我们看不出有更多的信息有关吉甲。
The only thing we know is that Gilgal was the starting place for Elisha.
我们只知道，对于以利亚来说，吉甲是一对以利沙来说，吉甲是一个开始。
There's a starting place for every one of us.
对我们每一位来说，我们都有一个起点。
For every disciple, for every follower, there's a starting place.
对每一个门徒，每一个跟从者，我们总是有一个起点。
The starting place isn't Bethel. We'll talk about that tomorrow. It's not Jericho. We'll talk about that tomorrow.
但是起点呢，不是伯特利，我们明天会讲到，也不是耶利哥。
The starting place is always, always Gilgal.
我们的起点永远，永远都是吉甲。
But of course, we don't have to go to the city.
当然，我们不会亲自到那个城市。
But we do have to know what Gilgal means.
但是我们必须明白吉甲的意义。
We have to understand what happened at Gilgal.
我们要明白在吉甲到底发生了什么。
We have to understand why it is that we start there.
我们要明白为什么我们的起点在吉甲。
For that, we got to go back in our Bibles to the book of Joshua, chapter 4.
哦，要明白吉甲的意义，我们要回到约书亚记第四章。
There was once upon a time not a place called Gilgal.
在从前呢，其实没有一个地方叫吉甲的。
But it's about to get its name.
但是在这里，我们要看见这个地方为何叫做吉甲。
In the fourth chapter, in the 19th verse.
在约书亚记第四章第十九节。
It says, "On the 10th day of the first month, the people went up from the Jordan and camped at Gilgal."
十九节，正月初十日，百姓从约旦河里上来，就在吉甲。
And Joshua set up at Gilgal 12 stones that they had taken out of the Jordan.
在耶利哥的东边安营，他们从约旦河中取了十二个石头，约书亚就立在基甲。
So what had happened? What were they doing?
所以到底发生了什么事？他们在这里做什么？
Well, many, many, many years ago, they had been this people or their predecessors had been in Egypt. They were slaves.
因为在好多好多好多年以前，他们的祖先曾经在埃及做奴隶。
Exodus 20 calls it the house of bondage.
因为在出埃及记第二十章，他们就叫做为奴之家。
They were slaves to Pharaoh, who was a hard taskmaster.
他们成为了法老的奴隶。
They were not free.
他们不自由。
They couldn't shout in the camp, Hallelujah.
他们没有办法在他们的营地里面呼喊哈利路亚。
They were in bondage. They were bound by the Egyptians.
他们被捆绑，被埃及人捆绑。
Now we know from our Bible that that was a type of being in the old life of being incarcerated or held by sin.
因为我们知道从圣经来说，我们知道这个为奴的光景就是我们从前在我们的老我在自己的里面被罪捆绑的光景。
But God brought them out of Egypt.
但是神把他们从埃及带出来，这是一个神迹。
They couldn't have gotten out any other way, excepting it be a miracle by God.
除非是神行神迹，他们没有办法从埃及出来。
Exodus 12 tells us how that happened.
出埃及记十二章告诉我们如何发生。
The blood that was shed, the blood of the lamb that was shed.
因为有羔羊的血流出来。
Applied to their homes.
他们就把它涂在他们的家门口。
And when the death angel passed by and saw the blood, he went right past the house.
当灭密的天使来到的时候，看见他们门面上的血就越过他们。
But in the rest of Egypt, where there was no blood, there was death in that home.
但是在埃及，其他的家庭没有血的，他们都受到灭密的天使的攻击。
Pharaoh's own household was affected by death.
就连法老自己家都受到了死亡。
Everybody else's household in Egypt was affected by death because the wages of sin is death.
在埃及的每一个家里面都受到了死亡的攻击，因为罪的工价就是死。
But where the blood was applied, the death angel passed over.
但是当他们涂上了血以后，这个灭命的天使就会越过他们。
And Pharaoh got up that next day and he said, Moses, get these people out of here.
所以法老第二天起来的时候，他就告诉摩西，摩西啊，把这些人都带走吧。
I've had enough already.
我已经受够了。
Go.
去。
And they went.
他们就去了。
And they went and they left Egypt.
他们就离开了埃及。
They got to the Red Sea. God opened up a way where there didn't seem to be a way.
他们到了红海，神就把红海分开。当那里没路走的时候，神就为他们开了道路。
They crossed through the Red Sea. The Egyptian armies that were now trying to chase them down to reincarcerate them, they were all drowned when those waters went back.
他们渡过了红海，当埃及的追兵要来抓他们的时候，海就合上了，就把他们都淹死了。
So now where are God's people?
所以这些就是神的百姓。
They're in the wilderness.
神的百姓现在在哪里呢？他们在旷野里了。
They weren't in Egypt anymore. They were now in the wilderness.
他们不再在埃及里，他们现在在旷野中。
God didn't say that that was the plan.
因为神并没有告诉他们神的计划就是这样。
God had told them, "I brought you out. I brought you out of Egypt so that I might bring you into a promised land."
因为神对他们的应许是说，我要把你们从埃及地带出来，要把你们带进应许之地。
A land of victory.
因为带进一个得胜之地。
A land that flows with milk and honey.
一个充满了牛奶与蜜的地方。
A land of blessing.
一个蒙祝福的地方。
Oh yes, there are enemies and adversaries, but I'll be with you and I'll take care of everything that comes your way.
是的，你会碰到仇敌，但是我会为你征战，一切拦阻你的，我都会
And so they started to follow the pillar of fire by night, the cloud by day, and they walked through towards the victory.
所以他们就白天跟着云柱，晚上跟着火柱，一起来走这个得胜的道路。
But 1 Corinthians 10 tells us they got waylaid, they got stuck.
但是哥林多前书第十章告诉我们，他们却在那里被停住了。
Free from Egypt, but they weren't yet into what God had purchased for them.
他们已经从埃及地被释放出来，但是他们还没有进入神为他们所 预备的救赎之地。
And they weren't going to get in because some of the things Sister Martha said before were plaguing them.
但是呢，他们没有办法进入，因为当时他们身上有了一些的疾病，还有一些的捆绑。
Immorality.
就是他们的罪。
Murmuring and grumbling and not praising and glorifying God.
他们就在那里发怨言，他们并没有在那边感谢赞美神。
And a lot of other things that caused them to not be able to go into what it was that was purchased for them to enter into.
所以还有其他的事情拦阻了他们，使他们没有办法被带入这个应许之地。
You remember there were two men, Caleb and Joshua. They had a different spirit. They wholly followed the Lord, and God said they're going to get in, but all the rest of this generation has to die in that wilderness.
但是有两个人，神说他们有不一样的心智，就是加勒和约书亚。神说他们两个要进入应许之地，其他的人都要倒闭在旷野。
And so little by little, slow but sure, they all die.
所以慢慢的，但是很肯定的，他们每一个人都死在了旷野。
Moses died; he couldn't even get in.
连摩西他都死了，他没有办法进入应许之地。
Then one day the Lord said to Joshua, Joshua, get the people ready. We're going across. We're going in.
所以有一天神就对约书亚说，约书亚要把百姓集合起来，我们现在要走了。
We're going across the Jordan River.
我们要渡约旦河。
That stands in the way, but we're going to get through there somehow or other.
是的，约旦河挡在前面，但是我们会从其中经过。
The priest went down, they stood there, the water started to roll back.
当祭司把脚放在约旦河里面的时候，水就在他们眼前分开。
Just as God had brought them out of Egypt and through the Red Sea, now God was bringing them through the Jordan River into the Promised Land.
就像当年他们从埃及出来的时候，过了红海，现在神带他们过约旦河，要进入应许之地。
But before they got across, before they got through the Jordan River,
但是在他们过约旦河之前
，God said, "I tell you what to do, Joshua. Tell 12 leaders of the tribes."
但是神说，约书亚，我要告诉你，现在集合十二个支派的领袖。
They should all get a big rock.
他们要每一个人都要带一个石头。
Get the rock from the middle of the river.
从这个约旦河里拿石头来。
Get a strong guy. Got any strong guys here?
这边有没有很强壮的弟兄
？Get a strong guy to carry the rock, or take two of you to carry the rock. Whatever. Get a big rock.
到河里，每一个人带上一个大石头。
And bring it out to the other side of the Jordan.
把这个石头带到约旦河的另一边。
And erect a monument there.
然后立起了一个像石堆。
And when anybody says to you, "What are these rocks all about?" you tell them.
当有人问起来这些石头是做什么的呢，你就告诉他们。
You tell them what God has done.
你告诉他们神为你们做了什么。
You tell them I was once our forefathers. We were slaves in Egypt.
你要告诉他们我们的祖先，我们的先祖，他们曾经在埃及做奴隶。
But God brought us out.
但是神把我们带出来。
And we were in that wilderness floundering around for so many years, but now God has brought us in.
我们同时在旷野走了这么多年，但是现在神又把我们带出来。
And here they were in.
所以现在他们进入了。
On the other side of the Jordan.
他们在约旦河的另一边了。
And there they took the 12 stones.
那他们就取了十二个石头。
And they built the altar.
他们就建了祭坛。
So that when their children and their grandchildren and their great grandchildren, they could remind them of this is what God has done.
所以他们以后他们的儿女，他们的孙儿女，他们的孙儿女的孩子们都可以知道神为他们做的事。
Now I don't have any stones that I took from any place.
我没有从任何地方取任何石头。
But I hope that I can teach to the next generation something about what God has done.
但是我希望我也可以告诉我们的下一代神所为我们做的事。
Not because Brother Chow taught me or Brother Hans taught me or anybody taught me, but because I've experienced what he has done for me.
不是因为周牧师教导我，或是吴老牧师教导我，而是我经历了神自己在我身上的工作。
I was stuck in no man's land.
因为我也是在一个旷野无人之地。
I was floundering around. I didn't know up from down. I didn't know how to get through that river.
我也是在那边绕行，我不知道要怎么样跨过这个河。
I wanted victory. I wanted a victorious Christian. But how do you find that? Go to church? You can't find it just going to church.
我也想要得胜，我想过一个得胜的基督徒生活，但是我到哪里去找得胜呢？难道去教会吗？我们不能就是因为去教会就可以得胜。
With God.
但是神
But God by his strong right arm.
但是神他大能的膀臂
There wasn't a way and he brought me through.
但是当那边都没有路的时候他为我开路。
That's what these stones are all about.
所以这就是这些石头的意义。
I dare say every one of you here tonight you have a pile of stones that you can talk about.
但是我相信我们在座的每一位我们都有一堆石头我们可以说他的故事。
Whether you're from Malaysia, whether you're from Australia, wherever you're from.
不管你是从哪里，从马来西亚来，从澳洲来。
Jesus Christ has worked a work in you that is to glorify Him.
耶稣基督他在你身上做了这个工作，为了要荣耀他自己。
And so they get across to this place. They put the stones up.
所以他们就过了约旦河，把这石堆立起来。
And the Lord says to them, "This place is called to be called Gilgal."
神就说这个地方要叫做基甲。
Gilgal, why not Jerusalem?
为什么不叫耶路撒冷呢
？Why not some better name than that? We could just call it Taipei.
为什么不能有更好的名字叫台北不好吗
？Gilgal, what's Gilgal?
基甲是什么意思
？I never heard of it before. I've never been there before.
从来没有听过这个名字，从来没有去过那个地方。
Gilgal means rolling away.
基甲的意思就是滚去。
The rolling away of the reproach of Egypt.
因为他们要滚去在埃及的
羞辱。Gilgal means I'm free.
基甲的意思就是我现在得释放，我自由了。
But what did that mean then? How was that to be manifest?
那这要如何的彰显出来呢？这是什么意思
？That's the fifth chapter of the book of Joshua.
这就是在约书亚记第五章。
Now you have to understand that this is like They just get across the river. It's a celebratory time. We're not any longer in no man's land. We're into the land that flows with milk and honey.
我们要记得，现在他们在的地方是已经过了约旦河了。他们不再是在无人的旷野，而是在约旦河另外一边。这应该是一个庆祝的时候。
So what should we do? What should we do now that we're here? Free indeed.
我们现在终于自由了，我们得释放了。我们应该做什么呢？
I think ice cream would be fitting.
或许我们应该吃冰淇淋。
Maybe a cake.
或许一个蛋糕。
Maybe some, I don't know. What's your favorite dish?
你们最喜欢吃的菜是什么
？American Chinese food isn't good, but real Chinese food.
真正的。正统的中餐
something that crawls before you eat it, something good like that.
正统的中餐会在地上爬的那种
But no, that's not what they said.
但是他们不是这么想，不是这么做的。
What's the first thing we're gonna do? You know what God said to them?
你知道神对他们说什么吗
？God said, "I got an idea."
神说，我有一个主意。
The first thing that we're gonna do, we're gonna circumcise the whole bunch of them.
神说，第一件事情我们要做的就是所有的人都要行割礼。
不，
不，不，他在讲中文。不
，That's all I know. That's all I know. No, no,
不。
This is the way to celebrate.
这不是庆祝的方式啊。
Well, that's what Gilgal is all about, the rolling away of the reproach.
但是基甲的意思就是要把那个羞辱滚去。
In Genesis 17, stick with me just for a moment. In Genesis 17, God found a man, his name was Abraham.
在创世纪17章，神找到了一个人，他的名字叫亚伯拉罕。
And God said, Abraham, I want you.
神对亚伯拉罕说，亚伯拉罕，我要你这个人。
There are reasons as to why, and I'm not going into them tonight. But God said, Abraham, this is what I want from you. You, your sons, both of them, and your whole family. I want you to get circumcised now.
神对亚伯拉罕说，我要你这个人，你和你的子孙，你家里所有的人都要受割礼。
So I want you to take a flint knife and I want you to circumcise your boys, yourself, and everybody in your household.
所以你要制造火刀石，我要让你的家里所有的男丁都要受割礼。
What's this have to do with anything?
但是这到底有什么意义
？Well, Abraham, let me tell you, it's going to be a little different with you than anybody else, because you're the first guy we're doing this with, and this is going to be a mark of my people. My people are going to be a circumcised people.
神对亚伯拉罕说：“当然，从来没有做过这个事，但是他拣选了亚伯拉罕，要在他身上有一个被分别的记号。”
And so all through, and then when Abraham and their families and on, that God's people were marked by circumcision.
所以从此以后亚伯拉罕他的儿孙他的后裔每一个人身上都有一个记号。
Then they got into Egypt and they were in the house of bondage, and then they got out of the house of bondage and were roaming around in the wilderness for 40 years.
然后呢他们就到了埃及在埃及为奴后来被带出来以后又在旷野绕行了很多年。
And during that time period, as I said before, the whole generation passed away.
但是在旷野的这个整代的人一个世代的人都过去了都死了所以只剩下了约书亚和加勒
none of these people in the wilderness none of them were circumcised none of them were marked and identified as God's people
剩下的这些人都是在旷野长大的他们没有一个人受过割礼他们身上没有一个属神的记号
and it seemed to be very very important to GodThat his people were marked as his people.
好像对于神来说，这个他的百姓身上要有一个属神的记号是非常非常非常重要。
And the reason why they're not marked as my people is because Egypt got in the way, the wilderness got in the way. Otherwise, they would be still marked as my people. But we got to get rid of the reproach of Egypt.
但是如果没有这个经过埃及这一段没有经过旷野这一段这些百姓他们身上应该仍然有这个记号他们应该仍然受过割礼
So God said Joshua let's celebrate
所以神就对约书亚说约书亚我们现在来庆祝
Circumcise all these males
所以把所有的男丁都受割礼
I want a people that are identified as mine
让我要需要有 一般的人他们身上是有记号
want,
可以认出来是属我的
I want that which held them back that which tarnished them that which separated them from me to be removed completely
我希望那些原来梗在我跟我百姓中间的这一切的这些羞辱都要滚去
And that's exactly what Joshua did
这就是约书亚所做的
Those males that night at that place where they had camped just coming across the Jordan River that place they were all circumcised
所以当时他们刚刚过了约旦河在他们的营里所有的男丁都受了割礼
They rolled away the reproach
他们把他们身上的羞辱
滚去了 They were again identified and marked as God's people
从此他们会被认出来他们身上有一个记号是属神的百姓
So what does this have to do with Elijah and Elisha?
那这跟以利亚以利沙的故事又有什么关系呢
Well the teacher Elijah was going to lead his student his pupil Elisha and the first place that they were going from was Gilgal
因为这个老师以利亚他要离开了他的学生以利沙但是他们他带着他的第一站就是基甲
Beware the Christian workers that have not been to Gilgal
所以我们要小心因为不要做基督徒的这个传道或是神的仆人但是没有经过基甲
Beware in your own life if you're not or have not been to Gilgal
也要小心我们的自己我们这个生命是不是从来没有经过基甲
You can't skip it
我们没有办法越过
Disciples can't get in another juncture or another place at Bethel Let's just go to church and join the church in the presence of God and let's forget about Gilgal We don't need the blood We don't need the cross We don't need circumcision
要小心我们没有办法越过基甲想说我们就去教会我们就可以做基督徒而免去了这个基甲这个血这个赦罪
And unfortunately that's sometimes what the people of God are all about
但是很不幸的有些神的百姓是这个样子的
He preaches so well He can speak so well
有的时候我们说这个传道人他讲道讲得真好
He or she or they can sing so well
或是这一个人那个人他们唱诗赞美多好
I don't care have they been to Gilgal
但是我不在乎但是我要问的是
他们 Egypt been taken care of?
他们是不是有经过基甲
have they been to the cross?
埃及的羞辱是不是被滚去了他们是不是有带到十字架底下
is the blood of Jesus Christ God's Son cleansing
是不是他们被耶稣的宝血洁净过了
they believe it I don't know maybe they do maybe they don't
我也不知道或许吧
We need to get back to Gilgal.
我们需要回到吉甲。
When I say we, I mean we that are here, but I mean we as the people of God need to get back to Gilgal.
当我说我们，不单只是我们这些所有神的百姓，我们都要回到吉甲。
You say, well, what's he going to do? He's thinking like we're going to circumcise people tonight?
那你当那你会想说，你牧师什么意思？我们现在今天是不是要行割礼了？
I'm leaving now. I'm thirsty. I'm not thinking about doing that. Don't worry.
不要担心，我说的不是身体上肉身的行割礼。
I am thinking about something that is just as costly and hurts the flesh just as much as circumcision, and it's for male and female.
我现在想的是，这也是要付代价的，而且这跟这个身体上受割礼一样的疼痛，而且这是男人女人都要经过的。
Jeremiah already talked about it back in his day.
在耶利米在他的时候已经说过
了。Jeremiah told the Old Testament people, he says, you know what God's really interested in? He's interested in circumcising your hearts.
耶利米当时对神的百姓说，你知道神要做什么吗？他要你们的心行割礼。
Search me, O God, and know my heart.
主啊，检查我，搜寻我的心。
And deal with the pride.
要我们来面对我们的骄傲。
And deal with the inbred sin.
还有我们的罪。
And deal with the immorality.
还有我们的不道德。
And deal with the murmuring and the complaining and the backbiting.
还有我们彼此的我们的我们的那个抱怨。
The Church of Jesus Christ, by and large, isn't so interested in Gilgal.
因为耶稣基督的教会，大部分的人都不太对那个吉甲没有兴趣。
God is very interested.
但是对神，神是非常的在乎吉甲。
And you might think he's trying to rain on your party, but he's not. He's trying to bring you into the victory.
你可能想说他不想要你开party 来庆祝，其实他是要带你进入得胜。
He's trying to bring you into the freedom.
因为他要带你进入得胜，带你进入自由。
Paul the Apostle in Romans chapter 2, and there are other places that Paul writes about it, but the end of Romans 2, Paul says, circumcision is not a physical thing and it's not a flesh thing.
但是保罗在罗马书第二章他说的受割礼不是在讲的肉身的受割礼。
Paul says a true Jew is not one that's been circumcised according to the flesh.
因为真正的犹太人他受割礼不是在肉身受割礼。
But there's a circumcision that's not with the flesh, it's with the spirit, it's with your heart.
因为真正的割礼不是肉身的割礼，而是我们灵的割礼，就是属于我们心的割礼。
And all through the New Testament, there's that call that cry, circumcise your hearts.
因为在新约圣经里面，我们一再的看见神呼召我们，我们的心要受割礼。
Break down every idol, cast out every foe.
让我们打碎一切的偶像。
Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow.
洁净我，我就比血更白。
And so they kept circumcision at Gilgal.
所以他们就在吉甲行了割礼。
And it's not a question to me, at least, as to why Elijah and Elisha started together at Gilgal.
所以对我来说，我们这就很清楚为什么以利亚要带着以利沙从吉甲起行。
As you read through the book of Joshua, you'll find that Joshua was among them and part of the group that were circumcised there. And then you'll find every once in a while, Joshua would go back to Gilgal.
所以在约书亚记我们看见约书亚跟这些已经行了割礼的人后来他们打仗但是他们常常打完仗以后又回到吉甲
They went from Gilgal and he had the victory at Jericho and the setback at Ai and then they went and conquered another city and another territory and another area and God brought them into the victory
所以我们在约书亚记看到他们在耶利哥打胜了后来在爱城又失败但是接着又有许多的战争都打胜了
A lot more lessons to learn and a lot more places to go but it begins there at Gilgal and Joshua said I gotta go back everyone said I gotta go back
是的他们学会了许多的功课打了许多的胜仗但是约书亚常常又回到吉甲
Never get too far away from Gilgal
从永远不要离吉甲太远。
Never get too far away from the cross.
永远不要离开十字架太远。
From where the reproach is rolled away.
因为在十字架那里，我们的羞辱被滚去了。
From where the sins in your flesh is dealt with.
在那里，我们对付了我们的罪，还有我们的死。
It hurts.
当然，在那里很痛苦。
Circumcision of the heart hurts.
因为心的割礼也是很痛苦的。
You might think sometimes that the knife is killing you.
有的时候我们会觉得这个刀下来就是要把我杀了。
But he's only doing it to make you better.
但是神的手就是要让我们更好。
He's only wanting to bring you deeper, higher, further into himself.
只是要让我们能够更走得更深、更高、更远来跟随他。
You're not going to get very far if you haven't been to Gilgal.
如果我们没有去过基甲，我们没有办法走长远。
You can fake it, you can sing about it, you can talk about it, but if your heart's not circumcised, if your sins are not forgiven, if your garments are not always white.
如果我们没有经过基甲，我们不可能只是假装，因为我们的心没有受过割礼，我们身上没有穿戴白衣。
And I can remember as a younger minister.
我还记得，当我还是一个年轻的传道人。
I'm still one of the young ministers of our fellowship.
在我们的教会，我仍然是一个年轻的传道人。
I'm just not as young as I used to be. Him, he's just a kid.
我只是没有像我从前那么年轻了。那我儿子现在其实他只是一个小孩。
But when I was young,
当我还年轻的时候
，I remember one of my mentors, all of my mentors.
我所有的老师，我所有的榜样。
I could name them, but I won't. Some of you might know the names.
我如果一一的数的话，有些人你们可能认识。
I'm particularly now thinking of Brother Edwin Waldfogel.
我这个时候特别想纪念的就是 Edwin.
He was like
吴老吴牧师。
He was like Elijah to me.
因为他对我来说就是以利亚。
I wasn't following my uncle Edwin.
当然我不是只是跟着我的叔父。
But I wanted to follow Jesus the way he followed Jesus.
但是我要学习他如何来跟随耶稣。
Amen. And he taught me.
他教我。
He taught me some lessons.
他教我一些功课。
And one of the things he taught us in morning worships in the faith home.
有一些他教我的就是在我们信心家庭早上的敬拜。
He said.To all of us, not just to myself, but to those of us younger men sitting there, he said, make much of the blood of Jesus.
他教导我们这些年轻人，不单只是我一个人，所有的年轻人就说，一定要重视血。
Never get too far away from the cross.
永远不要离开十字架太远。
And then he said this, he said, it wouldn't be wrong if in every meeting you sang about the blood.
就算你在每一个聚会里面，你都来称赞这个宝血，这个也不为过。
I haven't consciously followed that. I don't think.
我可能没有完全的照着做。
But I have noticed as he said.
但是我记得他说。
When you sing about the blood or the cross.
当你在称谢赞美这个十字架和宝血的时候。
Jesus draws near.
耶稣就来亲近我
们，
因为耶稣喜欢我们。
He appreciates being praised and thanked and remembered for the price that he paid.
因为他喜欢当他被纪念、被赞美，来纪念他所付上的代价。
I did notice that tonight.
我今天晚上也注意到。
I didn't come into the meeting with a song in my head or in my heart. I didn't know Chinese. I didn't know who was going to be leading all the songs.
我来聚会的时候，我心里有一些诗歌，我当然不知道谁会领诗或是唱什么诗歌。
But the first song we sang was "O Perfect Redemption."
但是我们第一首唱的就是有关神的救赎。
Thanking Jesus for the cross and my Savior's love.
我们感谢神为我们做的，就是我们救主的爱。
The cross never suffers loss.
因为我们十字架永远是宝贵的。
When you sing about the blood at the cross, Jesus comes.
当我们在这边唱歌赞美耶稣的十字架，耶稣就来了。
He manifests his presence.
他就来彰显他的同在。
And so I tonight am so thankful for the cross.
所以今天晚上我何等的为这个十字架感恩。
Paul said, "By whom the world is crucified to me, and I to the world."
因为保罗就说，就着我而言，世界已经被钉在十字架上了。
But that vow has to be an up-to-date, renewed vow.
那我们对主的这个奉献和约也要常常被更新。
The blood of Jesus has to flow and cleanse us from all of our sin.
耶稣基督的宝血要来洗净我们一切的罪。
The adversary, the enemy, he would seek and steal and kill where he can and whenever he can.
仇敌在任何的时候，只要可能，他就是要来偷窃、杀害、毁坏。
But Jesus, keep me near the cross.
但是主啊，保守我常常在十字架底下。
It's there that there's a precious fountain.
因为在十字架那里有一个宝贵的血泉。
Free to all, a healing stream flows from Calvary's mountain.
从加略山流下来，是给每一位的。
And so I'm wanting to take the rest of the walk.
所以我希望在我
Okay.
在余下的这个
I want to get to Bethel.
我希望能够到伯特利。
I want to get to Jericho.
我也希望到耶利哥。
That's much more exciting than Gilgal.
因为在那些地方有比在吉甲更兴奋。
Gilgal's not really that exciting at all.
因为在吉甲没有什么可以兴奋的事。
And only Gilgal does is hurt.
因为在吉甲只有伤痛。
I am crucified with Christ.
因为我已经与基督同钉十字架。
That hurts.
因为这个会伤痛的，会痛的。
But it's the beginning of the walk.
但是这是我们一切的这个旅程的起点。
You know, I realize who you all are, and that most of all of you are in Christian ministry or service.
我知道我们每一位多多少少都是在服侍主的。
But we need to be reminded of the beginning.
我们要常常记得我们的起点。
Maybe we've been out at Jericho and fighting battles and winning victories, or maybe we're getting ready to cross the Jordan. But maybe we need to tonight make a U-turn and, like Joshua did, go back to Gilgal.
或许我们最近在耶利哥在打胜仗，或许我们正要过了约旦河，但是我希望这个时候我们能够。掉头回转回到吉甲。
Search my heart, Lord.
主啊，鉴察我。
How do I get to your presence? How do I ascend? How do I go up and higher?
我要怎么样能够再进入你的同在，能够再往上更高？
It's he that hath clean hands and a pure heart.
那就是我们要有清洁的心，要守洁心清。
How do I get clean hands and a pure heart?
我们如何能够守洁心清呢？
The blood of Jesus.
唯有耶稣的宝血。
The precious, precious blood of Jesus.
耶稣宝贵宝贵的血。
Jesus, we thank you for Gilgal.
主耶稣，我们为吉甲来感谢你。
I remember when my burdens rolled away.
我还记得当我的重担被滚去的时候。
I carried them for years, night and day.
因为这之前我日夜的背着它背了好多年。
But then I went to the cross.
然后我就来到十字架那里。
That burden of sin rolled off.
罪的重担就滚去了。
Lord, I'm your child.
主啊，现在我是你的孩子。
Not because of a fleshly circumcision as they had in the old covenant, but the circumcision of a heart.
不是因为肉体上的割礼像那些人一样，而是心灵的割礼。
And Jesus, I never want to move away.
主啊，我再也不要离开。
I never want to get filled with my head with too much knowledge that I can't get back to the cross.
我不希望我的头脑充满了太多的知识，使我没有办法再回到十字架底下。
God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of Christ Jesus.
让我永远都是以我的救主还有耶稣基督为我的至宝。
Paul went pretty deep, he went pretty high, but he never moved away from the cross.
保罗他走得很深也走得很高，但是他从来没有离开十字架。
So Lord, bring us back.
主啊，把我们带回来。
Bring us back to the foot of the cross where we first saw the light and the burden of our hearts rolled away.
然后再把我们带到十字架的底下，那时候我们第一次看见了光，而且第一次我们的重担被滚去。
And help us, Lord, to be a clean people.
主啊，帮助我们成为一个清洁的百姓。
For your name's sake, we ask.
为了你的名的缘故，我们这样祷告。
Amen.
There's a song. It's a prayer, in part, in a Chinese book, but it also has English words.
有一首诗歌在中文的诗歌本。
This one right here, number 22, near the cross.
22首。第二册。第二册，22首。靠近十架，第二册22首。
Jesus came right near the cross. There I went, just found him. Free to us, heavy and sky. Hills and mountains sing, we're dismissed in a sense.
我们唱完之后，聚会基本上结束。
I would think it would be maybe well for us to stay and wait on the Lord and pray.
但是我觉得，如果我们可以留下来，在这里等候主祷告。
Let it sink in.
让我们沉浸在神的同在。
Let Him search your heart.
让神来检查我们的心。
Let's get back to that blood of sprinkling.
让我们再回到这个血泉底下。
If you're tired or must go back, of course go. Get a good rest.
如果你们疲倦了，需要走，尽管离开，回去休息。
And whenever you feel the need to leave, just slip out.
如果我们需要离开的话，就安静的离开。
But if you're able to, again, I would recommend that you stay a while at least and just look to Jesus.
Let's sing that last verse. 让我们再来唱最后一节。
Lord Jesus, every single one. Lord, circumcise. as our hearts, our ears, circumcise, cleanse, Jesus, cleanse. Oh, hallelujah, wash us in your precious blood. Hallelujah. Lord, we follow you to heal now. Lord, restart this world with you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, cleanse your heart. Cleanse my heart, Lord. Cleanse my heart, Lord Jesus. God, cleanse my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash us, Lord, hating the garment spotted by the flesh. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, cleanse me, Lord. Wash me, oh Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Search, wash,
Jesus.